Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Just dial on in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. There's some interesting internet-related news here tonight. Daryl, you've got a story about the NSA being sued by Wikimedia.
Yes.
And I have a Wiki-related story as well, where the New York Police Department has been caught red-handed manipulating information on Wikipedia. So let's start with the NSA, and then we'll go a little closer to home.
So before Certainly. We get started with yes. that, so there's Wikimedia and Wikipedia. And I know Wikipedia is the so-called the Internet Dictionary.
Encyclopedia.
Encyclopedia, thank you. So Wikimedia would probably be an encyclopedia for media-related things?
No. Wikimedia is the foundation that runs Wikipedia and Wikicommons and
okay.
several other entities that are wiki-something.
I see. I didn't realize that Wikimedia was an umbrella that incorporated all that. I always thought that Wiki was always by itself.
Plus, an update on the Liberty Dollar situation with Bernard von Nuthaus, the founder, being found guilty. There's an update about what's going to happen to the confiscated silver and gold.
Ooh.
So I've got that story.
Auction? U.S. Marshals?
I'm not going to spoil it right now. The toll-free
Can
number,
I buy some?
Well, I don't know. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It is considered contraband, as I understand it.
So, not technically. It's only contraband if you try to pass it off as a regular dollar.
So we can get back into that here when we get the chance. Our toll-free number again is 855-453. So tell me about the NSA story, Daryl W. Perry.
So the story here comes from the BBC, and I find it interesting that some of the more major news stories about what's going on in the U.S. we have to get from overseas. So the story here from the BBC says the NSA's mass surveillance program violates U.S. law on freedom of speech, alleges a lawsuit begun by the Wikimedia Foundation. The legal action has been filed against the spy agency and the U.S. Department of Justice. The legal action, co-signed by 8 other organizations, seeks to end the NSA's large-scale surveillance efforts. The foundation is
Good
the...
Good luck with that.
Yeah, well, hopefully they wind up having better success than previous lawsuits, because at least this time the NSA has, or rather, the person suing the NSA has evidence that they have been targeted by the NSA.
The NSA do something wrong? Say it ain't so.
The foundation is the nonprofit group that oversees the running of Wikipedia, the online encyclopedia. The Wikimedia Foundation said it was taking action against the NSA's so-called upstream surveillance work, which targets communication with people not in the U.S. They claim that such spying violates U.S. laws on free speech and those that govern against unreasonable search and seizure. The scale of the monitoring carried out by the NSA has been revealed in documents made public by whistleblower Edward Snowden over the last 2 years. Some of those papers show the NSA tapped the Internet's backbone network to siphon off data. The backbone is made up of high-speed cables that link large Internet service providers and key transit points on the net.
Mm-hmm.
Lila Tritkoff, executive director of the Wikimedia Foundation, in a blog post announcing the legal action, said, "By tapping the backbone of the Internet, the NSA is straining the backbone of democracy." She adds that targeting the backbone means the NSA casts a vast net and inevitably scoops up data unrelated to any target, and will also include domestic communications, which violate the rules governing what the NSA can spy on. information in the Snowden papers.
We know they violate their rules all the time, right? So
yes.
this isn't a surprise. And of course, they're going to say they aren't violating any rules because, well, you know, they can do whatever they want.
And it's for your security.
They've actually admitted to having violated some of their own rules.
Oh, really?
Oh.
That's in some of the documents that was released by Edward Snowden,
mm-hmm.
where they admitted in their, I believe it was the D.C. facility, that they violated their own rules on average 8 times a day.
Well, it was necessary, Daryl. I mean, this is national security. I mean, terrorism. Children.
Well, there was one of the lawyers, I believe, for either the EFF or the ACLU that said it's very interesting that, one, they can violate their own rules because
sure.
the rules are so broad as to where it pretty much allows everything. So, you know, he was surprised that they were actually able to violate something so broad. And then he was also surprised that they admitted to having done so so many times. And 8 times per day, and that's just out of the D.C. office. That's not counting the Utah office or any of the other offices that they have.
Well, it's not like they can be held responsible for it or anything like that. I mean, even if this judge somehow miraculously shuts down the NSA, I mean, that's what they want to have happen, is to stop the spying. Even if he manages to somehow miraculously do that, it's just ridiculous to believe that that would even be something that could come out of this.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see what actually happens. But at least this time, unlike other lawsuits that have been brought in the past, the plaintiff in this suit actually has documentation showing that they were targeted
mm-hmm.
by the NSA. There was a lawsuit that was just for Edward Snowden ever released any documents. And the judge said the plaintiffs don't have standing because they don't have any proof that they may have been spied on.
I see.
So at least now the plaintiff has proof.
So maybe they'll avoid that particular motion to dismiss, but they'll likely be dismissed on some other matter.
Treitkoff further said, by violating our users' privacy, the NSA is threatening the intellectual freedom that is central to people's ability to create and understand knowledge. In an editorial published in the New York Times, Wikipedia founder Jimmy Wells said he hoped that the lawsuit would bring an end to the NSA's dragnet surveillance of internet traffic. The other organizations joining in on the lawsuit include the Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International, the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, and the Global Fund for Women. And Ian, tell me if you're surprised by this final sentence. The NSA and DOJ have yet to comment on the action.
Well, no, of course not. I
mean,
they have no obligation. Even local school boards won't comment on controversial matters.
Right, so. And even if they do comment, all they will say is, we can't comment.
Yeah.
We're pending legal action.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, even if this, again, if this judge actually rules in favor of the NSA, then what's going to happen? I mean, are they going to raise their right hand and put their other hand on a stack of Bibles, swearing they've actually shut down the spying? I mean, how can you really verify that a secretive group like the NSA has actually even done what the judge has ordered them to do?
Do you think that it's more viable that they would be required to pay some sort of fine?
To where? The court?
Yeah. I don't know where the fine would go to, but
it wouldn't make any difference because it's not their money in the first place.
Right, but generally when a government agency harms someone unjustly and a court rules against mm-hmm. them, then they pay a fine to whomever was harmed. So, for instance, when you were wrongfully arrested down in Massachusetts, you wound up getting a check.
In that case, it was a settlement on a criminal matter, but so it's a little bit of a
wrongful arrest.
Little different.
They violated
legally.
Your rights.
Yeah, that's true. They did. But I didn't actually end up suing them over that. That was just part of the settlement, so to avoid such a suit in the future.
Sure, of
but there have been other suits where Carla Garrick, the president of the Free State Project, wound up, I don't remember if hers was a settlement or if she actually sued the town of Ware.
I believe she did sue.
But,
she sued the police in the town.
Decided that her rights had been violated by government agents and government agency, and
sure.
they had to give her money. So that's generally what happens when a court decides
if
that
they
rights
sue for
have
that,
been
right?
violated.
Like, that's not something that the court just decides. They have to ask for it in the suit, do they not?
I think well, I don't have a copy of what right. they filed, and it doesn't say this in the article, but generally, you know, they are seeking some type of...
Damages,
or...
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on the NSA are welcome. Free Talk Live.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam. My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org, ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cap fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us on Skype. Our Skype username here is LRN.FM. You go to coffee.freetalklive.com to get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. Shade grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica. It's great coffee, and they're doing good work over there because a portion of the profits from each pound will go towards microloans from Kiva.org. It's actually Mark, who is our regular weekday co-host, who assigns the money with the microloan, so he decides, you know, who's worthy of receiving those loans. And you know, there's all kinds of people around the world and various different difficult parts of the world who are receiving those, which is really cool. So you're helping people, and you're getting great coffee, and you get your first pound free. Just pay the shipping costs over at coffee.freetalklive.com. And again, that's coffee.freetalklive.com. You can cancel your subscription at any time. We can continue here with Daryl's story about Wikimedia suing the NSA in the hopes of actually shutting down some of the spying program.
The Dragnet surveillance, which is what they're doing where they tap into the backbone of the internet, and then they just collect large swaths of data. So they're getting what they're looking for, plus a lot of other stuff,
which can be mined for all kinds of information, and then who knows what they're doing with that. But I don't know if that's going to end up shutting down some of the other egregious things that they do. You know, what portion of the NSA's budget, for instance, is used for this particular form of data mining?
Good question.
Yeah.
I do know that a couple of years ago, again, just before some of the Edward Snowden leaks or, you know, whatever you want to call it, there was the vote in the U.S. Congress to defund a portion of the NSA spying stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that vote wound up failing by 12 votes. So if seven representatives would have switched how they voted, then this would have passed.
Let's go to Jack. He's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Danica, and Daryl. Hello, Jack. Jack in New Hampshire, going once. Jack in New Hampshire, going twice.
Wait, you didn't
hey, we have you. Yes, go ahead. I thought we had you. Jack, are you still there?
Hello? Hello?
Hey,
hello?
You're on the air. I think we're having some technical difficulties.
There must be a huge delay. That sounds
Jack,
can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine, Jack. I don't know. It seems like you can't hear us.
I'm not Jack. This is Dave in New Hampshire. Can you hear me?
Oh, Dave, yes, we have you. Go ahead.
And that's why there was a delay. Yeah, I wanted to call. I guess I heard on the archives Daryl was talking about how he has a lot of chronic pain and headaches especially. And I was about to email him, and then I realized, you know, actually, this is something half of Free Talk Live listeners probably need to hear. There's this doctor that John Stossel sort of put through the ringer, you know, to see if he was telling the truth because his story sounded so crazy. He's just a medical doctor in New York, I think, named John Sarno. And his theory is that most pain of this, like back pain and headaches and so forth, is actually caused, it's sort of by suppressed stress, and that you can cure it by just learning of the fact that it is suppressed stress. And I think it's
true, just to interrupt you there, I think it is true that a lot of headaches can be caused by stress. I don't know if that's the case with Daryl, who has actually hit his head on a multitude of occasions.
Yeah, my headache started with, I believe it was my 12th concussion, and I've had the headache ever since. And I've actually, you know, bumped my head several times since because I'm clumsy. So mine is because of multiple concussions.
Maybe. Dr. Sarno would say he needs to check you out physically, and you might be right. But in
do you think
he
might be stressed from having all those concussions?
Not necessarily. Sarno believes that many of these cases, the accident is just a trigger, and it becomes an excuse. Your brain thinks that that's what's causing it. It sounds absolutely insane, but I read one of his books, and just reading the book, I had back pain for 15 years off and on, and I haven't had any back pain since reading the book. It's absolutely insane. But if you just Google John Sarno, half of you listening will probably, you know, if you've got chronic pain, would actually find it go away just by reading the book. It's better probably to see him in person, but he's really old. I don't know if he's even seeing patients anymore.
Well, it sounds like it's worth a try. I mean, if chronic pain can go away simply by reading something, I think that's, you know, certainly not off the list of options what people would be willing to do. I mean, obviously some people are uncomfortable taking all manner of pills because it will affect the rest of their life, you know, as far as what they can pay attention to during the day and
sure.
what their personality type is like. And I like where you're coming from, Dave. I do like the idea that, you know, that people manifest physical conditions to some extent. But at the same time, I think there's also an argument for physical damage. But, you know, if you can overcome physical damage with positive thinking, then I think that's a good thing.
If what happened possible. With me was the pain started when I had a back injury. I had an actual heavy lifting injury. It went on and off for 15 years after that. I thought it was related to that initial injury, but apparently that just wasn't the case. It was a trigger for it. And the other thing is that if we, you know, we want our army to be healthier than the enemy army, right? So the Free Talk Live listeners tend to be people who we want them to be healthier than the bureaucrats, right? So I think this has a liberty aspect. The more freedom lovers who know about this, the more we will be able to peaceably fight effectively without spending time trying to fix back pain or whatever.
Very good. Dave, anything else you want to share?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And now, Daryl, you do have, or you have had relief from marijuana tincture or cannabis tincture?
Cannabis tincture.
Yeah.
If it's the 50,
so something you put 50, under your tongue, what do you do with that?
Generally, there are several ways that you can ingest a tincture. One of the ways is you can use a dropper and put it up under your tongue. You can put it in like an e-cig sort of thing and inhale it that way. You can add it to food as an additive. What I prefer to do when I do have a tincture is take a bottle of water, mm-hmm. put like a dropper and a half full, swish it around, you know, get it mixed up in there, and then I will just sip on that water throughout the day. So that
that's all it takes, a whole dropper and a half of a dropper.
About a dropper and a half.
In a full bottle of water.
In a 16-ounce bottle of water, and then I sip on that throughout the day. It doesn't make the headache go away. But it makes it light enough to where I can, you know, barely notice that it's there.
That's pretty good.
And it leaves me functional.
Would there be a difference if you took it in one one consumption as opposed to taking it continually throughout
the
day?
I've tried both ways.
Okay.
And I prefer to take it throughout the day.
Okay.
Because then the medicine is, you know, constantly entering into my system.
Sure, that's what makes
instead
sense.
Of all at once. And, you know, I've tried smoking, and smoking doesn't help because when you light things on fire, then, you know, that's going to wind up messing with your head. And I've tried various strains, and I found that what works best for me is the indica sativa blend, because then it doesn't leave me, you know, too head high or too body high. It's a nice blend of both, so I'm functional, and I don't want to just, like, lay there in a vegetative state.
A dropper and a half in a bottle of water, you're not going to be getting any kind of buzz off of that. That's pure
right.
medical.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Maybe you can tell us your cannabis medical success story. And there's more on the way here on Free Talk Live about the NSA.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BitBit.co. Why? Because BitBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BitBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BitBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind. Because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BitBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BitBit.co.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the VitaClay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905. My TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Wikimedia suing the NSA. We can continue talking about that. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. And uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. As we continue with you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
Coming up, the latest on the Liberty Dollar. What happened to the thousands of ounces of silver and gold as well that were confiscated from the once very successful alternative currency operation? We will tell you more about that here in a moment. But, Daryl, your story tonight was about the NSA, or one of them, is about the NSA
yes.
being sued by Wikimedia, which, you know, I think that's fine and all. Obviously, the Wikimedia Foundation is doing pretty well if they can hire these lawyers, or maybe they're getting them pro bono. That would be really nice, too, because they're always raising money for stuff, so hopefully they're not paying for attorneys with the money that, you know, hopefully is supposed to be used for Wikipedia and like,
right,
keeping that going.
Wikimedia, of course, is one of, I believe it was 8 or 9 organizations that are collaborating in this lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, the cost of the lawyers is spread out. My guess is there's probably a lawyer that's doing at least discounted work, if not pro bono on this.
Certainly, they'll get their name out if they do it pro bono. I just, you know, was curious about that. I wasn't expecting you to know what the answer is as far as, you know, if they're actually paying for this or not.
Yeah, I don't know. The article didn't say, and the article did not link over to any filings.
But, of course, you know, whichever the organizations are that are involved here, they can certainly use this as a fundraising option to get out there and promote themselves.
Certainly.
But, sure, absolutely.
But ultimately, as I was suggesting before, you know, I'm not going to get my hopes up about it, number one, because I can't imagine the judge, whoever he or she ends up being, is going to rule against the NSA, you know, because of national security. The doctrine of necessity will likely come into play to where, you know, if the government can claim, well, it was necessary to break our own rules. I mean, this is national security we're talking about here. They can get leeway for doing that. Because there aren't really any hard and fast rules when it comes to government. Yeah, they've got some words written down on paper, but the rule of necessity is more important to them, and that is where they can use that excuse to do just about anything and to break just about any rule.
Well, Darla said that they would likely be slapped with some sort of a fine.
If they're responsible.
Right, if they're found to be responsible
or guilty,
sort of term you...
And so that brought up another thing you had pointed out. Is it going to stop them from spying, or are they going to have to
seize
the dragnet part?
I don't think that the suit itself will stop them.
Right.
But the suit could wind up leading the Congress critters to wind up pulling the plug on the dragnet, which is something that they've tried to do in the past, and they came up 7 votes short.
Right, I agree. I don't think it would stop all spying. No. Certainly, I don't think that they would have that in the power, but if they can pull the plug from at least dragnet, I mean, it's a start at least.
Yeah, that's presuming they make it through this lawsuit,
which
is not very likely.
But even if they don't make it through the lawsuit completely, the media about the lawsuit... And the things coming out, it's going to wind up causing some of the people in D.C. to start thinking, hey, maybe we need to bring this up for a vote again on pulling the plug.
So they bring it up for a vote and Barack Obama vetoes it. Right? I mean,
I don't
it's
know,
hard for me to get excited
because he's
about
not
any
really
of this.
Weighing in on whether or not the dragnet, you know, is something that is needed.
It's not like he's trying to get reelected, right? So either he does the right thing and signs the bill or does the thing that would favor the government and vetoes it. I mean, it's just hard to really get excited about this in any way, shape, or form.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that you were suggesting I should be excited about it. It's just the news. These guys are suing the NSA, and good for them. And, you know, if it brings attention to the matter, that's a good thing. I mean, there are some good things about this, but I don't think anybody should look at this and say to themselves, this is it. The NSA is going to get the smackdown they deserve because it's highly unlikely.
I'm certainly not thinking that.
Well, who knows how long this is going to get dragged out for, too.
That's a good point. It might be another half a decade or more before this actually ends up panning out. They probably will hear the case within the next couple years,
probably
district court level, but then, of course, it could be appealed and appealed from there, and before you know it, it's a decade later. So there's that, too.
No, most of the time when a case goes all the way to the Supreme Court, it's no more than 5 or 6 years.
That's it? Really?
Yes.
Okay, I've never seen any averages on that. I don't know what...
When
you're paying attention. That's
right, I pay attention to various cases, and there are some times when cases do get dragged out ridiculously long. Like, I believe it was last year when a lawsuit filed by Ralph Nader in 2008 was finally settled. So it was one of his ballot access suits that he filed in 2008 was just settled last year. But generally, it's 5 to 6 years from the time that it gets filed
and how many
until it winds up going
dollars,
to Supreme Court.
If not millions of dollars. I wonder what the attorney's fees on something like that are, going all the way to the Supreme Court. Can't be cheap.
Well, depending on what happens with the Robin Hood of Keene lawsuit, You might find out.
Well, we've actually got a pro bono attorney in that case, thank goodness. But, oh, you mean like for the city of Keene?
Right.
It cost them?
Yeah, well, once
point.
They wind up finishing all of the litigation, we should be able to find out what the bills are that they paid their lawyer.
Yeah, that's true. So number one, the judge is likely to not rule against the NSA, period. I think it's very unlikely the judge will rule against the NSA. But even if the judge does rule against the NSA and they do somehow miraculously shut the program down, that doesn't stop the NSA. It doesn't stop them from tweaking the program a little bit and, you know, calling it something different.
Yeah, trying to get around it or anything.
Right. Call it something.
Not.
Give it a new name. And
right, and they're not even trying to shut down the entirety of the NSA.
Right. Just one
aspect. Just one specific aspect. And there have been judges in the past that have ruled partially against the NSA.
Mm.
So, you know, it has happened. It's not very often.
And they're still violating people's privacy wholesale.
Right. And, you know, there are conflicting court rulings of whether or not the NSA has the authority to do what they're doing.
And we only know about it because of Edward Snowden. So
right.
A lot of this information never would have come forward. And all of the, you know, the claims about the government spying on people would have been pure speculation. Now we know it's not
speculation. And that's actually why a court threw out a case a couple of years ago because there was no documentation yet
that it was happening.
The court said the plaintiffs have no proof that this is happening. It's pure speculation. Case dismissed. And then about 3 months later is when the first leak came from Edward Snowden.
Hmm. So now here you have this other one. So we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens. Maybe it'll come across your desk again, Daryl, and we'll talk about any updates
certainly
to the case in the future. In other Wiki-related news, however, there was the NYPD was caught red-handed, according to RT. They apparently their computers from their network were editing Wikipedia pages. Some people in the New York Police Department were editing those pages. They probably have a whole propaganda wing, or at least one or two people devoted to this particular task. That's speculation on my part, but according to RT, the NYPD is reviewing reports that computers connected to the NYPD's own network edited the Wikipedia page for some of the more infamous recent events to involve the NYPD, including the choking death of Eric Garner. And that's in, for those who don't recall, the gentleman who was choked to death for allegedly selling cigarettes. The police officer in that case, I believe, has not been charged with anything at all.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And there apparently were two people that filmed that death.
Oh.
One of the videos became much more famous, and we've heard the stories about he was targeted by the police.
For
the other person that filmed said that she has also been targeted by the police.
Not a surprise. We'll continue with more on what are they doing on Wikipedia, NYPD, and should they be able to edit these articles? You can share your thoughts with us. This is Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services. You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we've got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here. Bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The New York police have been busted logging into Wikipedia and changing articles about controversial instances of NYPD police brutality, like the murder of Eric Garner, where he was choked to death, allegedly overselling cigarettes. We can continue with the story here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Join us via Skype. Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, still to come, the latest on the Liberty Dollar drama, which, of course, started now nearly a decade ago. It's been 8 years, just a little under 8 years since the Liberty Dollar raid. This is the world's most, or at least the United States' most popular alternative currency for a long time, and it was taken out by the U.S. federal government. We'll tell you what the latest is on that case, and, of course, your calls about anything. 855-450-FREE. The story from, this is not from Wikipedia, but it is about Wikipedia, RT.com, reporting Wikipedia's articles pertaining to at least three individuals who died as a result of altercations with the NYPD, including Eric Garner, were edited out of the department's One Police Plaza headquarters in the capital of New York, reporting on Friday. According to the publicly available records of the online encyclopedia's revision history, computers connected to IP addresses traced back by the paper to NYPD headquarters. Capital New York is a paper. I didn't realize that. CapitalNewYork.com. So they are the ones who did the sniffing here. They went and they examined the IP addresses of the people editing these particular articles, and looks like NYPD doesn't know about ProXPN.
Yeah, because anyone can edit the articles there. It just so happens that the NYPD were doing it. So, oh, why would they want to edit that?
Well, and it would also be interesting to know exactly what changes they made. So, according to the story here...
Well, that can be found out if you go into the history.
That's correct.
You can click the show differences between these two revisions.
Right. Yeah, and it will also show you like how recently it's been edited, too. So, if it's been edited 5 minutes ago, you can think, oh, someone's been busy.
So, according to the records, apparently they edited and sometimes attempted to delete entries on alleged instances of police brutality and articles critical of the force's conduct. Along with a page on Garner, the Staten Island man who died last July after being placed in a chokehold by NYPD officer Daniel Pantaleo, Wikipedia articles detailing no fewer than two other deaths involving the Big Apple's Boys in Blue were altered by computers connected to the agency's complex in downtown Manhattan, according to a reporter for the magazine Capital New
York.
Now,
see, if you're going to be a government agency and have some of your staff... you know, like, go mess with Wikipedia articles, there are two things you need to do. One...
use a VPN?
Well, you could do that,
yeah.
Or have them go to the public library. Because then, you know, it's not tracing directly back to you.
Yep, that's true. But they're lazy. I mean, these are bureaucrats, and, you know, bureaucrats aren't known for being particularly adept technologically.
True.
Nor are they known for being really interested in, you know, taking extra steps.
Or just tell your, you know, whoever it is, do this work at home.
Wikipedia pages for the NYPD's so-called stop-and-frisk tactic, as well as recent scandals that have tarnished the force, such as the 2013 incident in which an undercover cop was caught up in a group beating on the West Side Highway, were edited from the headquarters, say Capital New York, reporting along with the pages for Garner, Sean Bell, and Amadou Diallo, all of whom died at the hands of the police. Bell died in 2006 after undercover officers fired 50 times. At him and two other men, all unarmed. And Diallo was killed in 1999 when a cop mistook his wallet for a gun and opened fire.
So out of the 50 shots that they fired on the one guy, how many actually hit?
Not clear. I don't have that story in front of me.
Okay.
But enough.
I just know that, you know, they're not generally good at hitting their target.
Oh, I suspect most of them did not hit.
Because you remember the thing a couple of years ago where somebody went to the Empire State Building and then killed their former boss, and then the cops showed up and fired a bunch of times, and cops wound up injuring like 11 people.
Yep. Yeah, they were just shooting wildly, and they weren't even that far away from the guy.
Right.
Last December, someone connected through the NYPD's network made multiple edits to the Death of Eric Garner page on Wikipedia, said Well, within hours of a grand jury's decision not to charge the officer with the man's death. Garner raised both arms in his air, or excuse me, but Garner raised both his arms in the air, was changed to read, Garner flailed his arms about as he spoke, unquote. Well, wrote...
I don't know what video they were watching, but the one I saw, he was not flailing his arms.
There was no flailing to be had. I mean, yeah, did they try to make him look like that he was some sort of crazy psychopath?
Yes, of course. They want readers to justify the killing of this man. They want it to seem like he was dangerous and trying to harm the police. He's flailing about. It's crazy. More here. Another example of what was changed. Quote... so, original quote here, use of the chokehold has been prohibited, unquote, was changed to, quote, use of the chokehold is legal, but has been prohibited, unquote. Instances of the word chokehold were replaced twice, once to chokehold or headlock, and once to respiratory distress, while reported both times from the NYPD network. With regards to the Bell shooting article, a user connected to the NYPD network initiated an effort to have the entry nixed altogether by filing a complaint on the website's internal articles for deletion page. Quote, according to the user, again from the NYPD's building, quote, he, Bell, was in the news for about 2 months, and now no one except Al Sharpton cares anymore. The police shoot people every day, and at times with a lot more than 50 bullets. This incident is more news than notable. Can you believe the callousness of that particular quote?
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, anyone who's actually been to police websites before can believe that. If you've ever been to a site like PoliceOne.com, I believe is the name of the site. This is one of the sites that's constantly upset about the existence of CopBlock.org, for
right.
instance. Police One, if I'm recalling the correct site, requires the officer to prove that they are an officer before they will give them an account on the site. So people who have accounts on that site are actually law enforcement officers. They've verified it. You know, that you apply, you say, I'm with this department.
Okay.
Here's my superior officer. Here's the, you know, phone number for the department, you know, certain identifying information. And then
here's a copy of my badge, my employee
yeah,
ID,
kind of
et cetera.
They'll check you. And then once you're approved, you get on the site. So you get to see all kinds of really outrageous behavior from police on some of these police websites where they are very clearly callous towards human beings. You know, in this case, saying, oh, this guy, well, this cop's shooting people with more than 50 bullets regularly, so what's the big deal here? Going on here. In 2006, according to Weil, a user of the NYPD network deleted 1,502 characters from the Scandals and Corruption section of Wikipedia's New York City Police Department article.
Wow.
2 years later, another computer connected to the network deleted the entire Allegations of Police Misconduct and the Civilian Complaint Review Board and Other Incidents sections from the main NYPD page. They've been at this for more than a decade.
Okay, so...
Or about a decade, at least.
Let me sort of play... I don't know if devil's advocate is sort of the right term to use for this situation, but what if this is just a big, elaborate hoax brought about by somebody that just wants to, you know, play a practical joke on the police, like
someone
a hacker.
In the police?
No, a hacker that is able to somehow hack into to where it looks like...
Do you think Anonymous is doing it?
I don't think that passes Occam's Razor, where that which is, you know, the most likely story will likely be the one that's true. I'm sure I'm butchering what Occam's Razor is, but, you know, if I've gotten it wrong...
I'm not saying it's, you know, the most likely.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, it's something that popped into my head, because it would be, like, a pretty good hoax to carry this on for, like, a decade to just hack into the NYPD system and go edit a bunch of stuff to make it look like the NYPD is doing these nefarious
things.
Has
the NYPD even said anything?
No.
Like, have they denied it? They confirmed anything?
They're just saying it's under internal review.
Oh, of course.
That's all.
Yeah, everything that the cops do is under internal review.
Or we can't comment at this point.
Yeah, so they didn't say, well, we don't think that should be happening and we're going to track this down and put a stop to it. They just said we're reviewing this.
Right.
So they can give the guy promotion.
Basically, they'll ask everybody, who's been editing Wikipedia at work? And everybody's going to say, not me. Well, we did an investigation, and we didn't find anything nefarious.
So this has been going on since at least 2006. An intern with Capital New York wrote that there are more than 15,000 IP addresses registered to the NYPD, and information about them can easily be found online for free. A simple computer script programmed in Python ran those addresses through Wikipedia, she said, and then flagged instances in which edits were made. Very smart. More coming up here in moments. Hour number 2 is on the way. What's the latest on the Liberty Dollar? It's actually kind of a questionable situation, so I'm looking forward to getting y'all's input on it. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another micro loan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.